Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we're celebrating over 10 years on the air this year. Isn't that great?
Absolutely.
You know, we don't look a day over nine, I don't think. 605-4567 is our phone number. And it hits the 9th of April already. And 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by our friends over in our front line of defense over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courageous. I'm adding that to it for our people over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley, what's the weather look like? Tell me it's going to be like 143 today.
We are actually
the way it's going. I mean, if it's running up 20 degrees every 2 days.
Today's going to be the respite for the next couple of weeks, it looks like. We are looking at a high of 69 and then going up to 76 tomorrow and then by the weekend 79. So make sure that your candies that you're hiding in your Easter eggs and for this weekend are heat-proof because we are looking at 70s, which they can get pretty warm and melt right away. Not that I know from, you know, experience, but chocolate. It is also National Unicorn Day. So I just thought I'd put that out
there. Wait a minute. There's more than that. It's National Uniform Day?
Unicorn.
Oh, that was unicorn. Oh, yes. I thought it said uniform.
It's also National Cherish an Antique Day, National Winston Churchill Day, National Name Yourself, so you get to go by a different name today if you wanted to.
Arg. I like to be called. I don't know what I'm going to call it. I've been called so many things. some of them are actually pretty nice, too. Hey, the weather is brought to you every day by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a local business out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And they've got a generator line they're starting where they can have a generator that runs your whole house or just the appliances in your house or maybe just the air conditioning or heat in your house. Give them a call at 365-3793. Like I said, discounts for seniors and veterans. We're here today with unsung heroes. We talk about our front line of defense at Shasta Regional, at Mercy, at, you know, our cops and our firemen and all this. But there's so many businesses that are reaching out and helping. And we're really fortunate to have Good Time Pizza and Things with us and the owners, Troy and Cinnamon Parrot. Good morning. Lean into those. Lean into that. Don't be afraid. It won't bite you. And, you know, if you get back too far while you're talking, you get a shock in the seat you're in. So, anyway. So, good morning and welcome here.
Hey, thank you for having us. I appreciate it.
First of all, we have to turn you on.
It helps if you face the mic.
Get in. Okay, try again.
Thank you very much.
There we go. Now we're there. These are really good mics, but they're very directional because of radio. So get in that cone.
Okay.
Anyway, let me start all over again. We got Troy and Cinnamon Parrot from Good Times Pizza and Things. And people go, okay, that's cool. I mean, you know, but why? Because you two have started something that is just outstanding. First of all, tell me about you all. Are you local people, or did you come in late, or what?
We are definitely from here, born and raised here.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yes.
What part?
I grew up in Igo.
Igo?
And I in Reading.
And you in Reading. Okay. And so have you always been in the pizza business?
I have. I've been doing it since I was very, very, very small. Probably the last 35 years or so.
Your first job was at Good Times Pizza.
Yep.
In Anderson.
So it was a kind of a full circle thing to be able to work for Charlie when I was 16 and then 35, 40 years later, come back and be able to buy it and be part of that.
Well, that's great. I'm sorry we started here. For some reason, the microphone that, you know, the one I just talked about, these great microphones, just went, meh. It says, you know, it didn't cough on you, did it?
No, it didn't.
All right. Does it feel like it's running a fever?
No,
it looks okay. All right. Hey, you know what? I love it. Local people, been here whole lives, you know. And then you know, you go out and you buy the business. Is that kind of scary, Simon?
Very scary. I worked for a big grocery store in town for a long time.
Yeah.
And Troy started there first and at the business, and I stayed at the grocery store. And then he was like, okay, it's time to come work here too. And I was doing both. And so I quit my job at the grocery store, gave up my health benefits, and here we are.
Well, the health benefits.
Yep.
It's still being brought up, isn't it?
It's still being brought up.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Sharon Clark, who has Home Helpers, has been advertising with us ever since the day we started. And the reason she said it is because you two had the guts to step out in the street with the rest of us. With not the rest of us, but a lot of us. Mm-hmm. And I look at it like that. You know, it's a big step going
scary.
Out like that. It is scary.
But best thing I ever did.
Well, that's great. Now, okay, so tell me something about the business. I mean, when we say pizza, it's pizza.
It's got to be a slice of happiness. If you're not walking through the door every day with a smile on your face, you shouldn't be in it. I mean, passion for what you do is what keeps you through the tough times. You can be good at a job, but if it gets hard and you don't have passion, it will crush you. So having a passion for it keeps you through the low times and the small times in order to step forward and really enjoy the good times.
It's like that in a lot of businesses. And when Linda and I started this, there's times that you can buy the station for $4.32. But there's other times we'd never sell it for no matter how much.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, that was a lie. That was, okay, that's truly a lie. If somebody walks in with a suitcase.
You might think about it.
I might be tempted, okay? Yeah. Yeah. But seriously, you have days when it's like, Jesus, you know, why did I ever do this? But then other days when it's just perfect.
It is. Hearing the buzz of your lobby and seeing the smile on people's faces and just knowing that you're doing something that somebody really, really super enjoys, those are days that you can't put a monetary value on, for me. And that's why this whole thing has been so – it's been really hard. One of our low days was the day the announcement was made when they told us we couldn't have anybody in the lobby. And I didn't think it would bother me as much as it did, but it does. Walking into my shop and not hearing that buzz and not seeing those faces, it's tough.
Well, it is, because you like your customers. You have regular customers, and so you're not able to see them. So now you're worrying about them, and you don't get that feedback. You don't get that feedback instantly. And you know, and let's just face it, you know, who doesn't like pizza? when you're eating it, it's all that. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to get into the program that you all started at your place, and why you're here today, essentially, because when we heard about this is a great, you know, great thing to do. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. They're open. They're an essential business, and this may be the time that you want to take a look at your heating and cooling systems. They'll send a professional over. They'll stay safely distanced from you out there by your heating and cooling systems. They'll adjust it. They'll change the filters. They'll make sure your air ducts are working on any type of cooling system or heating system as far as that goes. Make sure the thermostat's going. They show up on time. They've been voted best in the North State. I mean, what else? What else can you have from something? And it's better owned. Alliance Heating and Air. You can give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back with Good Times Pizza and Things.
Resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty,
for the morning lineup right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision.
Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
He's the new sensation in the nation, Pizza Boy USA. He's the flying saucer innovation, Pizza Boy USA.
All right, welcome back.
We got to get that for the website.
There is nothing that they can't find a song about. I mean, and I mean nothing they can find a song about. They find songs for things that were just, I said, nobody wrote a song about that. Oh, yeah. It's not just one song. There's usually like 10 songs about it. Anyway, hey, welcome back to the show, 718. Good morning, Carl. Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today, 9th of April. 47 degrees out there, going up to a whopping 65 today. Yeah, it'll still be nice. And this portion of the show brought to you by another essential business here in town, Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Locally owned, locally operated. Any type of firearm that you're desiring, and all the accessories, the ammunition, the training, all of it under one roof there at Bastiani Arms. They give veteran discounts, too. It's the only place I buy guns at, Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. I'm here with Cinnamon and Troy Parrott, own Good Time Pizza and Things. We talked a little bit about the business in the first segment. So today, though, or in this segment, we're going to talk about what you've started doing from Good Times. Giving pizzas to deserving groups. Is that correct?
A good time during a hard time is what we called it.
Oh, so that's great. I've seen that.
Yeah, you nominate somebody you think deserves a little pick-me-up, a little something, and then you message us on our Facebook page, and then we pick, last week we picked four.
Four.
We were going to originally pick one, but we couldn't just pick one because there were so many good ones. Mm-hmm. So we randomly drew two, and then we picked two. Okay. And Todd Gibson from the OR room at Shasta Regional nominated his department, and we decided we couldn't just feed his department. We had to figure out how to feed everybody there. So we did two drop-offs yesterday, one for lunch and one for dinner.
Wow. So what is that?
It was a lot of pizza.
Like 30 pizzas or something?
It was like 60 pizzas.
60 pizzas.
Cheesy bread and roasted chicken.
Well, that's a great program. I bet it's getting a lot of attention.
It's a lot to manage. I tried to do it on Instagram and Facebook, and it was too much. So
too much.
We're just doing Facebook nominations because Instagram has weird handled names, and I don't know who
they are. Yeah.
You know, Rusty77 is, or
nor do you probably want to know who Rusty77 is. Okay, so the way you can do this then is just go to your Facebook page and say, hey, there's a business I think should be nominated. They're out there.
Or an individual or a family.
Or a neighbor.
Okay. Just somebody who you feel can use a pizza pick-me-up.
Okay.
Maybe they're at home and they're not working and they could use a little something for their kids, or maybe they're older and they can't go out. So anything you think. It doesn't have to be a specific reason, just that you want to do something for somebody.
So on the Facebook page is Good Time Pizza and Things, and you just have to go in there, and then you nominate somebody.
Yep.
And then Cinnamon there tries to keep them all straight.
Yep.
And like you said, I bet there's lots of them out there.
There is a lot.
Okay. The shutdown. How's it changed? How's it changed your business?
I think that we're focused a little bit too much right now on the negative impact of this, and it's a big impact, and I can't get around it. But we can't stop living. You got to stay positive. You got to stay forward. You got to start thinking outside the box. And delivery has never been something that we decided we wanted, but now we have to, in order to keep our doors open, to keep our people paid, in order to take care of the people that are working for us. This is what we've got to do. And you've seen a lot of businesses doing that. They're trying to look outside the box to figure out how they can help. I mean, all the way from the very small ones to the very large ones. So,
okay. Well, they are. You know, we're fortunate in this, that we, when our business is talking and people can hear, but we're reaching so many people. You know, one of our Facebook views or our videos are reaching like 5,000 people.
That's awesome.
Well, yeah, it is awesome.
It's awesome.
And, I mean, and they get shared all over the United States, which is another good thing. We had the doctor in here that was treating the COVID cases. That thing exploded. I think what you're doing is a perfect example of what Reading's like. Reading's a community that pulls together and is not a selfish community. I mean, I'll just say it, the pizzas come out of your hide. And during this time,
It does.
Yeah, and during this time, I mean, you know, business has dropped off and all that, but you're giving back, which is tremendous. And I hope people remember this when this is over. But I see so many other people also reaching out like that. But yours is kind of a little bit different. You're offering happiness. That's, who doesn't need a pizza that's not happy?
A pizza pick-me-up.
That's right. I mean, what else can we, at this point, I mean, that's what we have to offer.
That's it.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, we can't do anything. I can't make a large donation to something. I can't. This way, it immediately impacts. And I think that that's important. If you're going to be a light, you have to flip a light on and get the brightness of it. You have to have an immediate impact. So, because I think that helps. And you start that. What does that all say? And if you let your own light shine, you unconsciously give other people permission to let their light shine. So, and that's kind of hoping what we do. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's contagious. You know, you're paying it forward. And other people will look at that and say, well, you know, this is what I can do. A guy down the street made 50 masks, sat in his kitchen because he says, well, you know, it's not like I'm out walking around a lot. Although he does walk around a lot, but he doesn't go anywhere. And so he made 50 masks for people on the street and other places. He's delivering, in fact, on the street, he's delivering them down to the Good News Rescue Mission so they can give them to people.
You know, we're known for that. I mean, not only just us, but as Americans, we're known for that. In times that things get a little bit tough, wow, people come up and they just absolutely surprise you in what they do and what they can do. I mean, we see the best in people at the worst of times sometimes. So,
are you going to avail yourself of any of the stimulus packages out there from the government? Do you think, or have you looked at it?
Yeah, we've applied for the different one, the EIDC, the PPP, and the initial. But it's
a definite process.
It is a process, and it's not in a sense rolling out to the point that I feel like it's going to be advantageous to some businesses. So, but I mean, I'm not complaining about somebody help coming in and helping us stay in business, but I just think the rollout on it is going to really affect some other businesses to where that money is not even useful for them because they're already closed.
Yeah, I'm looking at how long this rollout can take. They're saying it can take a month. Well, that doesn't help people that are on a cash flow.
Right.
Like you are and we are like this. But we're going to have Joe Rodola on right after you. And we're going to talk, and he's from the Small Business Administration. We're going to talk about all these programs because it's a constantly moving target also.
Well, it's evolving every day,
yeah,
too.
Every day. Yeah.
We filled out three of the same forms that had two boxes different in order to get this. And I understand it's a huge – just this undertaking must be just ginormous in sense of – what it takes to roll this thing out. So, but it's evolving. And it's going to continue to keep evolving. So,
it's the government. We're here to help. So, you're located where?
22049 Old 44 Drive in Palisadro, California, right across from the Palisadro feed.
Okay.
So,
well, I know what that is. Yeah,
you've seen us then.
I've seen you. We're talking to Troy and Cinnamon Parrot from Good Time Pizza and Things, and what they've done is they're giving pizzas to deserving people and businesses. They delivered 60 to the OR rooms over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. They're not getting paid for this. This is their way of trying to help to make people's days better. And you know what? I applaud you for this.
I'd like to throw a shout out to Leanne Foster, too, who had helped coordinate all that over there. She's been pretty amazing. So,
yeah, oh, Leanne Foster over there? Yeah, they are. We've had some experiences with Shasta Regional lately. And, in fact, they're one of our clients. So we try to get them in once a week to give us updates about what's going on. I'm surprised they even let your pizzas in. Because during the lockdown. But I guess they won't let flowers in. But we have an exception here. Good Time Pizza. That's great. Well, thank you so much for being with us early in the morning like this and sharing what you've been doing, and I applaud you.
I appreciate the opportunity to come in. Thank you.
Well, you're really nice people. You're locals, and you're out there hooking and jabbing with the rest of us out there in this county, and and you're doing what you can during this time, and it's a tough time, to help and to brighten people's days.
Just be a light. That's all you got to do.
That's all you got to do. All right, great. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with our show, 7:28 in the morning, 47 degrees out there on the 9th of April. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
She can cook me any kind of food. There is nothing she cannot include. Pasticci, otte, manicotte, e risotte, melonese, spaghettina, vina, vina, tortolina, bolognese. Parmigiana, mulungiana, e cappuccia, pomodoro, broccolette e furpette, la gallina, cacciatore. Aglio, olio, olio, aglio, aglio, olio.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Our casino relocation project will stimulate new housing and improve existing housing. Job growth from our project will provide the income necessary for families to purchase homes in the local community. Developers will meet the local housing demand by increasing the supply of new homes. In fact, Palomar Homes recently announced plans for 2,000 new homes in Redding. Our project, it is part of the solution, and it will fill these new homes. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk station. Hey, it's today's the 9th, 7:32 in the morning, 47 degrees out there. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane and Clyde's Enterprises. The original is still the best. Not open. But keep your thoughts in mind for Clyde when he opens up again. 1250 Hartnell Avenue. Everybody knows Clyde. Over 47 years in the business, locally owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. Over 32 years in the satellite business, your source for Dish Network. You can give him a call at 221-4144 when the doors open again. We're here, and I appreciate it. Joe Rodola, who
good morning.
Called him yesterday and said, Joe, would you like to come on for a while? And for like an hour and a half, because there's a lot of questions now. Since last week you were on, before the PPP launch, and in fact that day you said you're going into a conference call, and the PPP rolled out, and then people were filling out the paperwork for the SBA loans, and all these other things came out. And now I'm getting anecdotal evidence that things aren't quite easy, or as easy as were projected by our government. So, where do you want to start at?
Good morning. Let's start with that.
Well, how are you doing? Are you crazy yet? It looks like you've lost 10 pounds, buddy, in a week.
How can you do that just answering calls all day? I don't understand it, but it has happened. It has happened. There's been a lot happening in the last week, and guess what? This afternoon at 3:30, we're going to have another conference call with SBA to talk about all these various things, including tomorrow's rollout.
Of
how to use the PPP for sole proprietor and contractors, which is kind of a twist. It's kind of a twist. I thought originally you had to have employees. Well, now they're saying you can use the PPP for contractors and sole proprietors. So that'll be a whole new shift tomorrow.
Sole proprietors, barbershops, hairdressers, nail people, Clyde's.
Exactly. It's a
so many of them that
twist
because the government shut them down, and then so there has to be something. I mean, I understand this. There has to be something to help them at least keep their doors open when this thing kicks off again. I mean, we're going to lose. I don't know how many businesses we're going to lose.
It's a scary thought. It really is a scary thought. And the longer, of course, the quarantine lasts, the worse it's going to get. It's like, you know, it's obvious. The other problem we're facing now is that the banks, the poor banks, got to now jump into the pool with all of us. And many of them maxed out their allotment for PPP loans the first couple of days.
Didn't they see that coming?
I don't think everybody anticipated really well the scope of this. I really don't believe they did.
The scope of this is California shut down everything.
Yeah.
New York shut down everything.
Right.
New Orleans shut down everything. Atlanta shut down everything. Every state but seven states shut down everything.
That's right.
I mean, that doesn't take much. Well, you and I were talking, and you said you could call the Small Business Administration, and it says on there, you have a 19-day, 23 hours, and 46-minute wait.
And they have been. I actually was offered a job by SBA last 2 weeks ago. How about that?
Boy, they are desperate.
Anyway.
They are desperate. Hey, I'm sorry, John.
No, that's
I'm
a good one.
Kidding.
I like
just
the call.
Now, let's talk about the PPP. When the thing first came out, it was touted as the Paycheck Protection Program.
Correct.
The idea here is that you apply to the government, and it was via the banks.
Correct.
You needed three pieces of paperwork. You needed your 940, which says what your what you paid to the IRS. You tell them what you paid your employees.
Right.
You need a profit and loss statement and a payroll from February 15th.
Right.
Three things.
Exactly.
Then the bank has to fill out the rest of them, you know, the rest of the paperwork, and send it in. You get 2.5 months of your payroll.
Average payroll, yeah.
Your average payroll, which they pick on February 15th.
Right.
And it's got to be used for your payroll. And then they also set in there, like, your electricity, your lights.
Yeah, or rent. You could use that, too.
Not so fast. I'm getting a whole lot of people telling me, oh, well, you may not qualify for this. How do you not qualify for a grant to pay your people?
Yeah, now that, of course, is a interesting point that just developed this week when the application started to be processed. From what we understand, and obviously we listen to these meetings and these webinars we go to a couple of times a week now. So what we understood was there was supposed to be a limited amount of financial review with the PPP program. It was a 7A program, SBA 7A program, how they're going to process it through the books. But it was supposed to be a streamlined and a less scrutinized formula. So this yesterday, when you talked to me, it was the first time I had heard that there's an issue about potential profit and loss being taken into consideration. The only reason I say
I've
that...
I've been hearing payroll debt. Not payroll debt, but what is it? Something debt. Not debt. It's your debt. Your debt.
IRS?
No, your debt thing, something. I'll look it up.
The ratios?
No. Yeah, I don't know what it is. Your debt service.
Oh, debt service.
Debt service. And then I'm seeing things on Facebook, and I'm saying, well, wait a minute. Everything that I was told and the way I understand it, when I read it, is you're using it to keep your people paid, to keep them in homes and fed and all this. And if you don't use it for that, you've got to show that you used it for that. And if you don't use it for that, you're going to pay it back.
Exactly.
That to me was very simple.
Exactly.
But that's not what's happening.
And that, of course, is I tried to get a hold of our head offices yesterday after you and I chatted and hoped for an answer before I came on the air this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I didn't have that information, of course.
It was only an 18-day wait for you.
Yeah, it was kind of a toughie. But anyway, hopefully by this afternoon I'll be able to get a quantified answer on that, and I'll call you immediately and let you know what that answer is, okay?
Okay, and if you could, shoot me an email. So
either way. Yeah.
I can read this thing and
perfect.
But talk to me first so I can ask questions. Because also, you know, people are all, you know, they're going, wait a minute, the whole thing is to keep your employees paid, which keeps your doors open, because this is having such an impact from the top down.
Yeah.
With everything being canceled, all that, or
exactly.
Or your business is considered an essential business, but it's really slow. Let's just say like the dry cleaning shops. Dry cleaning shops are open, but people aren't using. They aren't going to the office. They're not getting their suits and shirts and dresses done.
That's right.
So, but they want to keep their doors open for the people that do come in. So, but they have to pay somebody. They don't want to lay people off, which is the PPP.
Exactly. And that was what it was designed, of course, to do. And, of course, I'm an old guy, as we all know. So, basically, I go back to the 70s, early 70s, when I first started lending. And this problem has been an ongoing issue since the early 70s and probably all. And that was I'd have people come in to me on a regular loan and say, okay, Joe, I made $1 million last year. I sold $1 million worth of stuff. I said, great, congratulations. And what'd you make? Nothing. Okay, so you wrote off everything and you have zero to show the IRS. Oh, yeah, I did that. So then I'd say, okay, so you want to borrow this money. How can you make the payment? So it's been an ongoing thing that we don't want to pay taxes, which is understandable as a sole proprietor or a corporation or anything. I have the lowest amount of profit possible. And then we get stuck with this scenario where they're going to want us to have some profit to show in case you don't use all the money for the intended purpose, you can make the payment on the remainder. It's a catch-22 of unbelievable proportions.
And this is where problem is you don't want to make a lot of profit. So you use, you know, you pay your people, you write things off, you take the write-offs that they give you.
Right.
Because at the end, you have to pay taxes on this.
Exactly.
So then they look at it. But see, this is the part I don't understand.
This
you're
is different.
Using it. It's different.
It is
and you're
different.
Using it to pay your people.
Correct.
And where I don't see where that really even falls into it.
Yeah, and I'm going to, like I say, hopefully get an answer on this sometime this afternoon, and I can get back to you immediately when I do.
Well, good, because this is something I think we need to talk about because I'm seeing it more and more. And then the other part of this I'll address right after the break. I'm going to take an early break, is the ability for the banks even to handle this. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by one of the banks that's out there that's helping with this, and I'm sure they're doing a great job. It's Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated. They know their people there. They're not just numbers. Community-oriented, two branches here in town, 1845 California Street, right down from Jack's, which, by the way, is closed. Yeah, Jack's is closed.
I'm sad about that.
You know what?
Great steaks.
And then one at 192 Hartnell Avenue, of course, in the old Rayleigh Shopping Center. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. But they are still moving people's dreams forward. They're still pushing on this thing. And we're going to talk about what the small banks have run into with this when we get back. 7:43 in the morning, 47 degrees, the 9th of April, 2020. We'll be right back.
Let's see, coffee, got it, radio, dialed in, check, showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right, join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Redding all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet.
Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hear us streaming 24-7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. It's Thursday, the 9th of April at 7:47 in the morning. And you wonder, where's Trish? Because Trish is always here on Thursdays. Trish is being the smart girl. She's staying at home. She's isolating. And she doesn't need to catch anything like this. So, and she calls me every day. She calls me on Thursdays. She goes, I miss being there. And I said, I miss you being here, Trish. Because, you know, when Trish is here, I admit it, I don't prepare as much as I regularly do, you know, for a regular show, if you know, Linda's here or Trish is here, because I know all I have to do is kind of look over at them, and then I can sit down for a while, go out, get my coffee, you know, come back, have a donut. So we miss you, Trish. I know you're listening. We think the world of you and can't wait till you get back here. We're here with Joe Rodola, and Joe is the Small Business Development Center. Yeah, they can hear you whisper like that. It's Small Business Development Center here in Reading and Shasta County. He also has got his own business, but he has been in the thick of this since it began. Let's talk about the banks and the PPP, because this hit them. I know they're doing 100, probably more than 100 of these cases a day. And we have five or six banks doing this. We have Cornerstone Community Bank, right. Merchants Bank of Commerce, Golden Valley, Tri-County, U.S. Bank, Wells Fargo, and Five Star. Yeah. Are there any more?
B of A finally jumped in the bandwagon Monday.
And see, they don't have to do this.
All right.
They stepped up to this. They had no idea what they were getting into, did they?
No. We heard, again, just like you say, Facebook and internet information, but B of A said that they got in the first 24 hours of using their portal, because many of the banks are using electronic online application process, right? Wells Fargo, U.S. Bank, Bank of America. I think there's one other that's using an online app. They put the application on, you just fill it in, and then send the stuff to them. And B of A got $30 billion in applications nationwide in 24 hours. They hit their allocation within 24. They had to lock up their portal. So
you mean they could only, now this is the part that people need to understand. they decided to use local banks and all that because it could get out quicker,
right,
if I understand this right.
True.
But the bottom line on it is local banks only have so much money.
That's it. And even the big banks, as B of A and Wells were, we got $350 billion in the first allocation for small business out of the $2 trillion package, right, from Washington?
Yeah.
So the banks took a percentage. So B of A was thinking, okay, well, maybe 10%. We'll take 10% of that allocation, see how long that lasts us. One day. That's what it lasted, one day. So, again, underestimation as to the volume of need in the community. That's why now Congress is scrambling to try to get some more money put together on this thing.
Okay, well, here's the question for people that are out there that did this in good faith. So the banks have got then a limit. Let's just say, let's just use Bank of America. Okay, so in this area, it's $36 million nationwide. So in this, say in this area, it was $2 million. It's probably not that high. But so they hit that $2 million. So that's it. So all those other businesses that came in at the same time, so are they trying to use some kind of disqualifier now on people?
Not really a disqualifier, but they have gone to the mat, as they say, gone to the mat to try to come up with more funding capabilities after they chose this dollar amount. So they're trying to get a larger allocation so that they can expand the number of applications they take. We also have two online, and again, one of them has been tested. It appears last night that it also had an issue as far as getting into the system, but we've got to be able to give out something for people to check what other banks in the state will offer PPP if we can't get it locally.
Well, here's a comment I just got in here. Some banks won't do the loans unless you have at least three accounts with them, a business checking, a business credit card, and a business loan as of February 15th, 2020. Otherwise, too damn bad for you, even if you've been a customer with them for decades.
They're using a qualifier, I guess, to be able to decide how many apps to get. They're trying to slow that pipeline down. That's the problem.
Well, but here's the problem with slowing down the pipeline, as you well know. You slow down that pipeline, it's not going to do us. It's not going to do any of these businesses any good.
Yeah.
You know, you've got a okay, we're going to slow this down. It's going to be a couple more weeks, and it's going to be a couple more weeks before you get the money. And then it comes in. It's 6 weeks later. Too late. Your people have been out of work. They're down there trying to collect unemployment, which they said they were going to waive that week, which, of course, that is absolutely not true. People have been, anecdotal, and people calling in and saying, oh, no, it's taken me, and it's going to take weeks to get their first check.
Well, and just getting into the portal on EDD has been a definite, I hate to use the word challenge, I get a little tired of it, but it's been a challenge.
There's another word I use that usually the second word in my descriptive term is storm. The first word is also starts with an S.
It does.
Okay. Now, Joe,
we do have a couple of contact websites you can check. One is Lendistry, LendistrY.com. And the other one that had a problem last night but is supposed to be available is smartbizloans.com. So smartbizloans.com.
Now, what do these people do?
This is supposed to have a list of all the different financial institutions and entities in the state of California that will lend PPP.
I have a feeling that when this is over, there's going to be a lot of people changing banks. I really believe that because, you know, they've been doing, like these people here that just wrote that, been doing business with this bank, whatever it is. I don't know what bank it is. Probably been doing business, like they said, for years, using their business account. Maybe they don't have all three of them there. They probably have a business checking account and that, but maybe they don't have something else. At the end of this, people are going to remember this. And so I think that's going to – another unseen collateral damage is that banks are, you know, I think are going to lose customers when this thing's over.
It's going to be interesting. We did have some good news yesterday that the EIDL, Disaster Loan Funds, are supposed to start hitting the bank accounts of businesses the last we heard, by Friday of this week.
Okay.
So we're hoping and praying that happens.
Which one is that? Is that $10,000?
That's the up to 10 grand with the background, yeah, with the backup of a loan beyond, yes.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Now, does that one have to be paid back?
Not the first up to 10,000, no. That is turning into a forgiven debt.
Okay.
It's called an advance. I call it an advance grant. I hate to use the word grant because grant really is, well, is now it's a forgiven debt, but the first up to first 10,000 is forgiven.
Okay.
That was officially finally
said.
Yes.
Okay. And this is the thing that's hard for people like Joe and people that are working this thing. And I feel for the banks to a point. You know, they have to have some criteria instead of just, the criteria should be, how long have you been doing business with this bank? You have a loan from this bank?
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And have you been paying that loan? Yeah. I think that should be right up in the top. I think you need to take a look at the people, you know, and this is what they can't do. When they loan money, they talk to the people, they see business plans and all this. Now, when you're trying to do 100 of these a day, and that's just at one bank I called. So I imagine the others are running probably about that, maybe a little more, maybe a little less, depending on how many people they have, how many people they brought in to do this, that there's that problem. Now, this disaster loan type thing for people, up to $10,000, and I guess it depends on your bottom line is, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the up to 10,000 was supposedly based on sales,
uh-huh.
A cost of goods, if you had a cost of goods. Obviously, service businesses don't have much cost of goods.
No, so if you have a service business, you put zero there.
Exactly, you have a zero there, and number of employees. So those are the criteria. And, of course, SBA won't tell anyone exactly how it's calculated, sort of like the FICO score we talked about before. No one exactly knows how it's set, but that's the criteria. And
I saw a photo of them trying to figure this out, and it was these three witch-like characters around a cauldron. They were stirring it and hoping, these numbers were coming out. I see Pelosi and Schumer and McConnell, those are who it is, going around the cauldron there, trying to figure out how they can how they stay at home and get paid. They're $200,000 a year, still get their per diem and all this, and they're at home. Now, on the other hand, that could be a good thing, because if they're not there, how much can they hurt us?
The thing is, as I was thinking about it, because I'm an old banker by trade, 45 years in the industry, I thought immediately, how is SBA thinking that they're going to get, whatever their allocation was of the $2 trillion from the federal government through the Treasury, through SBA, to our banks. And I thought, who's pressing the button that goes, all right, Joe, how do you want to do that? And I thought,
And Joe says,
yeah, the creator.
Here's what I need. I need this much money. This is how many people applied for it. This is how much money I need. Just put it in my account. I will then start doling. It will come to my account. There will be an automatic click, and it goes down to the people.
Yeah.
We just put it in their accounts. At the end of it, with this piece of paper that they sign, it says, hey, if you don't use it for this, you're going to have to pay it back. It's real simple. It's like three lines. It's not 12 pages of boilerplate. It's like three lines. If you don't use, you have to show that you use this for your employees. If you don't, you pay it back. Sign right there. I'm sorry. I'm a Marine. I'm direct. It just seems like that could work.
I understand. And nothing's ever simple when you're dealing with loans. I can tell you that from history. And I did it before there was computers. That's how much a dinosaur I am.
Well, just tell me, did you sharpen that little quill pen that you had every time you had a new contract, or did you use kind of like the old ones too, of that ink when you dipped it into the ink when you were doing your first loan?
It wasn't the dipped ink. Thank the Lord for that. I wasn't that far back. But we used to have 100 key adding machines.
We got to take a break on this. This is going beyond my head. This portion of the show is brought to you by another business that's not open, but will be, and they're going to do landmark business when they get out, is Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and they have great jewelry there. They can design it for you. They can build it for you, but they have it all. And trust me, I think there's going to be a lot of people running down to Four Winds Jewelry on May 1st, if indeed we get out on May 1st. And they're going to go in and buy stuff for their loved ones after this being a month locked up together. We'll be right back after the news with Joe Rodola. We've got a lot more questions talking about what's going on.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. More relief on the way for the struggling American economy. The Federal Reserve adding $2.3 trillion to a loan program to help households, businesses, and local governments weather the virus pandemic. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell confident the U.S. economy will bounce back in a big way.
There is every reason to believe that the economic rebound, when it comes, can be robust. We entered this turbulent period on a strong economic footing, and that should help support the recovery.
Another 6.6 million Americans applied for unemployment last week. PNC Financial Chief Economist Gus Fauché says it's been a brutal 3 weeks, with a total of 16.6 million jobs lost.
Those are by far the three highest weeks on record for jobless claims. And we're seeing just enormous layoffs as the coronavirus pandemic and the restrictions on movement work their way through the economy.
The team that's leading the government's fight against the coronavirus says there are faint signs that we may be starting to turn the corner on the disease. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that while deaths are up this week, hospitalizations in hard-hit places like New York are down.
The mitigation, the physical separation that we've initiated is starting to have a real effect now. So we are hoping, with cautious optimism, that at the same time we're in for a bad week, we're going to start to see a turnaround. So we need to just hope that that happens. I think it will.
Fauci was on NBC's Today show. A projected U.S. COVID-19 death toll has been revised downward. The key death toll now stands at 61,000. There's a rally underway on Wall Street this hour. Right now, the Dow is up about 400 points, gain of almost 2%. The S&P, 2 points higher, and the NASDAQ Composite Index is up by 57 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Bold. It's soaring. Are you missing it? If you have an IRA or 401k, you probably are. Less than 1% hold physical gold. We've been told by Wall Street it's for crazy people. Really? What's crazy about an asset that beats stocks 2-1? I'm Adam Baratta, national best-selling author of the book Gold is a Better Way, owner of Advantage Gold, an Inc. 5000 member, and highest-rated gold IRA firm in the world. Gold is booming because gold is really about debt, and global debt is a pandemic. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you my book for free. That's right, free. Text GOLD to 49776. That's the word GOLD to 49776. Learn why gold will outperform pumped-up stocks from this point forward. Turn your IRA into a wealth growth machine. Text the word GOLD to 49776. It's time to stop being crazy. Text GOLD to 49776.
The coronavirus may have started in China, but now it's coming back into the country from abroad.
In China, Wuhan may have reopened, but elsewhere there have been small-scale lockdowns in an attempt to ensure that there's no second wave of the coronavirus here. Recently, Chinese citizens returning from overseas have made up nearly all of the country's new infections. In northeastern China's Heilongjiang province, at least 100 patients have been recorded in recent days, all coming back from Russia. In the small city of Suifenhe on the Russian border, a new 600-bed virus isolation facility is being built and will reportedly be ready by the weekend.
BBC's Stephen McDonald. Police wearing protective gear have boarded a cruise ship to seize evidence and question crew members of the vessel linked to hundreds of coronavirus infections and 15 deaths across Australia. News and analysis at townhall.com. The pandemic is hitting agriculture hard.
Thousands of acres of fruits and vegetables grown in Florida are being plowed over or left to rot
because farmers can't sell to restaurants, theme parks, or schools nationwide that have closed because of the coronavirus. Leafy greens in California are being hit hard, and dairy farmers in Vermont and Wisconsin say they've had to dump a surplus of milk intended for restaurants. Many Florida growers have donated to food banks, but there's a limit on what the charities can accept. Farmers are scrambling to sell to grocery stores, but many already have contracts. John Scott reporting.
The number of Americans getting on airplanes has sunk to a level not seen in more than 60 years as people shelter in their homes. The Transportation Security Administration screened fewer than 95,000 people yesterday, and that was a drop of 96% from 1 year ago, the second straight day under 100,000. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and today is the 9th of April, 8:05 in the morning, and the news always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Those are our first frontline troops there. Dr. Bawa, who is the man that treats each COVID-19 case in Shasta County, was our guest 2 days ago. It was an extraordinary show where he shared so much. We pushed it out over Facebook that time, over 5,000 hits. It was shared all over the United States. If you get a chance to look at it, just go to the Facebook page, go back a couple of days, and you can hear, get a lot of information from the guy who's fighting that. He and his men and women down there at Shasta Regional. What's the weather look like, Ashley?
We are looking at our last cool day for the next couple of days with a high of 69 degrees, and we'll be jumping up tomorrow to 76. And then if you liked what you saw yesterday for the following week through Easter and the week after, we are going to have pretty much that throughout the whole time with a high near 79 on Easter Sunday and 80 on Wednesday.
Okay. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned operation here, a veteran-owned operation that operates out of Anderson. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Those, and the propane's running. With all the people staying home, you know, people are using their propane faster. And I can guarantee you, Chuck Kenny, who owns that business, is out there in one of those trucks. Not because he has to, but that's the way Chuck is. He wants to be out there helping. I want to catch up with some statistics here just quickly before we get back to Joe Rodola from the Small Business Administration. 23 cases in Shasta County. It could be up to 24. It may have switched here in the last few minutes. We've had 9 recover from the COVID. We've had 3 pass away. I can say is that those 3 had underlying health conditions. But as Dr. Bawa said, those 3, if it hadn't been for COVID, would still be alive today if it hadn't been for the COVID. And there lies, you know, people talk about underlying conditions and all this, but he said they would have been alive if it hadn't been for COVID-19. The arrest in Shasta County is down 34% in the same time from last year. We were talking about the flights and all this are way down, but also the arrests are down. So maybe even the criminals are sheltering in place. A fourth VA worker has turned up positive for COVID-19, and one of the residents there has turned up positive. In the U.S., 432,000 people have the COVID. We've tested well over a million people for it. We've had 24,000 people recover, 15,000 people passed away. So the battle's there, but all of the earlier computer models are dropping the statistics, thank goodness, by the thousands, almost each day, as it's not as bad as it could have been. And I think part of it is the social distancing. I think part of it is that people are taking this thing seriously. Now, we can't have this thing roll around every year. like they're saying it could come back. But they're also working on vaccines right now that some of them are going to be tested in June. The first batch is being tested in June. So maybe by the time next year rolls around, we'll be ready for this thing. Okay. We're here with Joe Rodola from the Small Business Development Center out on Airport Road, who has, you know, it's generally a not a fast lane life out there. I mean, you help people all the time, but it's not a fast lane type of thing. And then this hits. And Joe, you know, when he first came in here, had a full head of hair, and it was dark. Now he has no hair, and it's white.
Is it? It's been a hair raising. Ooh.
Hair losing.
Fun hair losing.
Experience.
3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah. Hey, you told me during the break, scams.
Yeah.
People are getting hit with scams, and we've warned people about it also from the DA's office on several times a week. But tell us what you're hearing, Joe.
Now, these are a new wave of scams directed specifically at assistance on filling out or streamlining or increasing the speed of getting your disaster loan or your PPP. And these companies are actually saying, we'll help you. We'll get it done for you quickly, and we'll charge you money to do it. How about that?
We'll do all the paperwork for you.
Exactly. And because, again, you know, out here at SBDC, we can do it for you. All the SBDC offices throughout the state, there are hundreds of us consultants throughout various counties in the state can help you for free. So, you know, it's a crazy thing to have these people attacking the vulnerable. And trying to get, you know, this one poor person yesterday is waiting diligently for her disaster loan. And they preyed upon her and said, we'll get it for you faster. We'll get it for you quicker. Just fill out this information. And luckily she did not do so, thank the Lord, and called me. So it's a scary time out there for everyone. And call us at SBDC. 222-8323. We'll give you the straight scoop out there at our office on Airport Road.
Well, you know, the thing is, you'll get, I get things in the mail all the time, is that we'll get you your annual statements that you have to have printed, you know, on the equal opportunity and all that, and it's only going to cost you this much. Well, you can go right down to the Chamber of Commerce and get it for a lot less money. And so it's not exactly illegal. But it's, you know, I tell you what, you are walking the line. So these other people that are coming in, hey, we'll get you your money, we'll do all this stuff, blah, 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 and it's all false.
Exactly. And they're using addresses that look familiar. They'll have, the one that we saw with an email had, believe it or not, this was the funny part. It said sba.gov@hotmail.com. And I looked at that and I said, all the SBA website are all Gmail. They're not Hotmail. Who has Hotmail anymore? Hotmail? I got rid of mine years ago. I used to have Hotmail. So you have to really watch where you're receiving the information on your emails. If it sounds too good to be true, even though we are hurting, don't be sucked in because it can happen in a matter of seconds. And you believe them, you give them your information, and then your identity is gone. So be real careful and call us.
And or call the DA.
Or, yep, the DA.
And there's also national hotline scams. You know, price gouging has started. Talking to Casey Fatch from Shasta Regional Medical Center. He says we deal, because he deals with a number of suppliers. He says we've got suppliers that have raised their prices almost 500%. And he says, of course, you know, we've got a good supply chain, so we don't use those people, but we will remember those people. Trying to take advantage of this crisis, you know, masks that used to sell for $3, sell them for $10. Come on,
exactly.
You know, I mean, that's exactly. Just, I mean, and you know, and I'm still walking through the stores, or when I do go to the store, the paper products are still gone, right. The Lysol is still gone. The only reason that we're able to maintain our supply here is because Sarah has 3 3-year-olds. Has been storing this stuff for years. I think this has got a date. The first one has got a date of 2017. on it. So, but they're still good. But people are still out there panic buying. They're still in that fear stage.
Exactly.
And because you're in the fear stage, you can be taken advantage of.
Exactly.
The other thing, fear breeds anger. People are so angry. We want to lynch Trump. Trump is insane. It's all Trump's fault. It was made in an army laboratory, in New Jersey, and spread to the Chinese. I mean, the conspiracy theories I see floating out there are just remarkable. Yeah, oh, has anybody thought that the Chinese were in trouble because Trump was beating them up over the trade deals and all this? So what did they do? They launch a virus around the world. And, you know, to hit everybody's economies.
So, that's crazy.
It is. But this fear, people are reaching out, yes. And this is when you can be taken advantage of.
It's a panic situation.
So what we're saying here, look at, when somebody comes to you wanting your information, no, that's not the way the government's going to work.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly the case. The other thing they've done recently, and I had some really interesting calls about this week, there is an 800 number for the SBA, which is a customer service hotline number. I think we've given it before. I'll give it again. It's 1-800-659-2955. And people, of course, have called at like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, our time, and, you know, their number 600 in the queue. Okay, I understand that. But I had a gentleman call the other day, most of us aren't sleeping at night very well anyway, and said, hey, Joe, I called at 1:30 in the morning last night and got a person on the first ring. I said, aha, there's a way to do it.
Yeah,
wait for midnight and then called them.
Well, you know, take your nap between then and midnight.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to take a break, but here's some good news. We just got something in to Sarah that said they'd gone through Cornerstone Bank. They'd put it in. They'd gotten approved, and the money is in the bank today, all in what, after the approval, 24 hours? Yeah, 24 hours after it'd been approved. So it's moving. It is moving. So that's the first one that's the first one Joe's heard about,
exactly,
too.
That is.
So we got that from a real good source. So okay, here, look, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. They are in the as we call it, the cyclic mode. That's when everything's on full automatic and you're shooting everything you possibly can. They're out there helping people. So many caregivers are not able to go into other people's homes. Sharon is taking up that slack in that, and whether it's a couple hours a day because people need that help, or if it's 24 hours a day, Sharon's there to help you. Sharon Clark and Home Helpers, the very, very best of any around here. Been best in the North State, I don't know, 15 times since she started, and she's only been doing it for 16 years. But if you need help or if you're looking for a job, they are looking for caregivers also to help out with this. Give them a call at 226-8350 or learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. We'll be right back with Joe Wadola, Small Business Association. We're going to talk about that disaster loan, a little bit more about that.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
Shasta College has been a vital part of this community for over 70 years. Look around. You probably know many of our successful graduates serving our community in high-demand, high-growth fields like nursing, law enforcement, accounting, communications, and agriculture. Summer enrollment is happening now. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply to enroll for the summer semester. Classes start June 8th. Looking for a transfer? Save money and time by spending your first 2 years at Shasta College before you transfer to a university. High school students, summer is the perfect time to earn college credit with no tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
No tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby,
see the president and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust at Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. We're not working 9 to 5 here, but, you know, it's a lot of times people hang around. And, I mean, I'd be here every day, to, you know, 3 or 4, you know, sometimes later. I'm leaving a little bit earlier now. I'm trying to kick the people out, not to, you know, once they've worked their hours, you know, go home, protect yourself. We'd keep the doors, our doors are open, but, depending on what kind of crazies walking by at the time, we locked them early today. A lot of shouting and street vibrations going on out there. But I, you know, because of the nature of our business here of passing information during this crisis time, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Now, if it's emergency surgery or surgery that's deemed necessary, those operating rooms are going. And as you heard in our first guest today, they delivered 60 pizzas to the ORs at Shasta Regional, and Lynn Ann Foster is a big help on that. But if it's elective surgery, you're going to have to wait. And elective surgery, I mean, people have hip pain, the knee and ankles and all types of things. Well, that's elective surgery. And how many businesses, doctor businesses, are out there based on elective surgery? So you think of doctors being in the top 1%. What, you know, for a month, they've had no cases unless they were extraordinary cases. But Shasta Regional is the first line for this COVID-19. They're taking them there. There's a reason. It's because they're ready for those cases. They've got the pressurized rooms, so nothing's getting out of there. They've got the people that are there. How would you like it to be the team that goes in on a COVID-19, reading all these other things about caregivers, first responders getting sick with this? So there's a lot going on there. Shasta Regional Medical Center, like I said, caring community, compassion, but also courage of their people. Okay, hey, we're here with Joe Rodola from the Small Business Association. Joe, we talked about the PPP, and we just got news that from a gentleman that said that one of his associates had applied for it, was approved, and the money went into his bank account. So that's great.
Wonderful.
No, that's super. That's super. So that one's worked, but now there's only a few thousand more here in or hundreds more here in Shasta County that has to happen to.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's probably thousands.
It's thousands. It's thousands. I agree with you, Carl. Yeah. It's thousands. And the other one, of course, is the disaster loan, the EIDL, economic injury. And that one is still pending with the up to $10,000 forgivable amount up front. And I am. It's one of those things that I'm sort of like Christmas for me, in a way, in that I am anticipating and hoping that I can get some contacts from my clients saying, Joe, I got it. I got some of the first money. Because that's what we need to know, like you just did on the internet, is to find out when the funnel, the cork's out of the bottom. Yeah. That's what we need to find out. Because it'll start then funneling down and hopefully flowing quicker mm-hmm. once the first ones happen.
Well, I think once they, you know, it's one of those things once you crack the dam. But again, they're running hundreds of these through a day, yeah. if not thousands,
yeah.
For local banks. And again, they're restricted by the amount of money that they have available for this thing,
exactly.
Which is, it's interesting because you would have thought that the government would have said, well, we're going to use these local banks, but this local bank may only have $1 million to hand out. It's a local bank, you know, that they've got freed up money that they can do that. And that it wasn't already set in place and says, okay, you use that first million. Here comes the second million. We're going to pay you that first million back. And then you can use that. Then we've got the next one sitting there in the pipeline for you that as you use that, it's just filling it like that until they can help all their customers.
Exactly. And a new another,
it's not like that, Roll.
No. Again, SBA is trying to assist. They're coming up with, I'll let you know the address. This is one that just popped into my head and my memory. It's hard to believe this has only been, 2 weeks tomorrow since the president signed the CARES Act. Feels like eons. But anyway, so a portal is being created, a new one. And this will be, in my opinion, wonderful. Where you can go into the SBA's website in this portal, we should know by Friday or Monday at the latest, and you can put your EIDL application number you got when you filled out the application with the 3000 whatever numbers in it.
And they gave you back your loan number right then.
Exactly, and it'll tell you where you are in the process, and that's really going to be helpful. In slowing down follow-up phone calls to me, for one, but it'll tell you exactly where you are in the pipeline for the EIDL loan program. And we're really looking forward to that one coming out.
And when's that going to happen?
Friday or Monday of next week.
Okay. Now, that's tomorrow or Monday of next week.
Correct.
If you have questions for Joe and it concerns your business or questions you have about this, please give us a call at 605-4567 and ask him directly. And that's one of the reasons he's here. Or if you're in our chat room, ask us right here. One of the other comments is they're changing. Banks have changed their hours. Some of their banks have. Tri-Counties is from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'm sure a lot of that has to do with trying to do all this paperwork and then keep and be able to help people at the same time. So
it's one of those funny things. When I started in the banking industry at 72, those were our hours, roughly. It was 9 to 3. Or 10 to 3. And everybody said banker's hours. Remember the term banker's hours back in the day? And that's what we did it before and after. We were doing paperwork. Well, as the years went on, of course, we sent all our paperwork out of the bank so we could stay open later. But I heard there were job opportunities at banks and financial institutions for retired lenders, retired people with financial background so that they could go in and help with this backlog of PPP applications.
Well, that's like they're looking for a retired medical to come back in to fight this. But, you know, the dichotomy on this is that you've got some hospitals that are cutting their medical staffs in half because the elective surgeries are gone away. the, you know, and that's all over the United States. I find that really interesting. I find it interesting that there isn't a clearinghouse someplace that says, hey, I'm a nurse, I'm an anesthesiologist. I'm out of work here for the first time in 25 years, and I'm willing to travel. That they would, you know, make the arrangements. You know, here's your salary, and we need you here in New Jersey. Yeah. Now, that's up to you if you want to do it or not. But still, it seems like if we're cutting medical help and we need medical help so desperately in New York, let's say as an example, even though New York has yesterday lost 1,100 people. Something like that. It was a new record. No, 779 people they lost in one day, which was a new record up from the day before, 760. But they've got 25% of their police forces down or out with this thing. And they're, you know, they do have the USS Mercy there, the hospital ship. But from last time I heard it, they only had like 25 cases and 1,000-bed ship. So, you know, people are talking about how they're running out of beds. Cuomo says, no, we're not running out of beds. It's just areas that have been hit so hard that, you know, that hospital's overrun and we're trying to shift people around. But there's 1,000 beds there that are set up to take care of COVID-19 patients or not all of it's for COVID-19, but to take that overflow of people that, if you know, they can use the hospitals that have COVID-19. They can take all their other patients out and put them on the Mercy. That's the idea. Same thing for the Comfort that's parked in the L.A. Harbor.
And another thought to remember, this I announced on my live cast on Monday. So I'm doing a live cast Mondays and Fridays with the latest updated information on Joe Rodola's Facebook page and then the SBDC Facebook page. We share it there. Is don't forget that if you have an existing SBA loan, if you have a 7A existing loan, maybe you bought equipment 2 years ago, you're making payments, or you bought a commercial building and have a 504 loan, the SBA has announced officially it's paying the next 6 months' payments, if you ask for that assistance, up to 6 months of your payments for you, so you don't have to make those payments. That's a big help on cash flow.
You pay them back?
No.
So
forgiven amount.
Okay, we're just going to go a little bit longer right now on this break because I want to make sure that people understand this. So I have a small business loan out right now for starting the business and all this. And it's about to be paid off, actually, in this year. Yay! So the SBA, the government will now make my payments on this loan for the next 6 months.
If it was a 7A SBA loan or a 504 official, yes.
A 7A, what's that?
The 7A loan program is the one specifically designed by SBA for... Well, it says startups. I haven't seen much luck with the startup community, but it was definitely used for equipment and you know, setting up your office, whatever. Mm-hmm. So the 7A program was that, and then the 504 was for buying commercial buildings.
Okay. So the 7A, because I started the business, got the loan for the equipment and getting started, that's a 7A, sounds like.
If it's a 7A, check now, with your bank, and they'll pay the payments for up to 6 months.
And then So then I just tell them this. I want my I want my payment done for the next 6 months.
Paid for by the SBA for the next 6 months. Yep.
And that's forgiven.
That's forgiven.
Let's take a break here on that one. Ashley, get my bank on the phone. And while Joe talks for the next 15 minutes, but they're not there. They're on banker's hours. I'm just kidding. This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. You know, a group of people we cannot forget that we owe everything to right now, besides our medical people, is the truckers. SST Oil is delivering gas, oil, diesel throughout the western United States. They are keeping these trucks going so that commerce can keep going, that other trucks can keep going, that we can keep those essential businesses rolling. SST Oil is there when it comes to firefighting. They keep those trucks rolling to make sure the firefighters have all of the gas, diesel, and jet fuel for the helicopters and planes. This is what SST Oil does. They are out there, and I can guarantee you that the leader there at SST Oil, it's an employee-owned company. He's worked his way up through the ranks, Bill Casparino, and then Dana, who runs this place. Bill is probably on the road right now out there making sure that this needed fuel is getting where it's supposed to go. If you're looking for a place to work, this is a great place. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's SST Oil. Been in the business here for over 52 years.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
You may have seen the sign. You may have even driven by it today. Hi, I'm Rick Gendra, owner of Gendra 76 on the corner of Cypress and Bocelli. We've been a family-owned automotive care and repair business since 1979. And yes, we still pump your gas and clean your glass. Stop by anytime. Let us show you what old-fashioned service is all about. And try our app to save up to 25 cents per gallon of quality 76 gas.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 4-9-2020, April 9, 2020. It's 8:37 in the morning, 44 degrees out there. It's going to go up to a whopping 63 today, but tomorrow it's going to kick it back into 76 and 79 on Saturday. It's going to be nice, sunny weather. Good chance to get out. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. They're not considered an essential business, and if anybody has seen my hair lately, you'll probably, yeah, we're all a little shaggy out there. Tim and Logan, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. I have a one May appointment, hoping that we are out of here by 1 May. But then I see a headline that says Shasta County, this is in the Record Searchlight, we may be extended on this lockdown. And I'm not sure, saying for a variety of reasons, not that it will happen, but that it could. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop. We're here with Joe Rodola, and from the Small Business Development Center here in town. He's, as you can imagine, he's in the front lines of this thing, too, trying to get all the questions answered. Now, Joe's got another business, and it's – what's the name of that business, Joe?
Joe Rodola's Debt Consulting.
Right. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to be calling you on that number after this thing's over.
Yeah.
Would you say?
I believe so, because – what happens is, if you have credit cards and you're running short of cash in a disaster situation, where do you go?
What's the first payment you don't make?
Yeah, that one too.
You've got to look at it because you're out of business now, and the government hasn't come through with the promises they made, or it's going to take a long time. So that first payment, you may skip a month because you got to pay your electricity. Exactly. And though REU and the city have stepped up and said, hey, we're not cutting off anybody's utilities during this time. We're not going to do that, which is a big shout out for them. But there are things. Some businesses are trying to help. The Superior California Economic Development Corporation, who has funded many businesses around here, including us, getting us up on off the ground for FM, called us and said, hey, look, we are we are taking for the next 3 months your loans and just adding them on to the end of the loan. Well, that seems fair.
Isn't that nice cash flow?
Bob Nash and those people down there, I thoroughly recommend those guys. They're here to help, and they make the decisions based on when your business acumen, your plan, and all this, and the people. But they reached out to people. He said, "Yeah, I'm paying people to lose money today," so they've canceled their payments for the next 3 months.
I love Bob.
Yeah,
great.
Well, there's a lot of reasons to like that man. The VA, from what I understand, has said if you have a VA home loan, you can get 3 to 6 months relief on that where you don't pay it.
Correct.
And instead of being like the normal where at the end of that 3 months, and this is what I don't understand, we'll give you 3 months forgiveness or what's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah, they call sometimes forbearance.
Yeah. But then you pay the 3 months and the month that it's owed at the end of the 3 months. So now you didn't have the money to pay the 3 months already.
Right.
So where are you going to have it at the end of 3 months?
Exactly.
The VA now is putting their loans, they'll do. You can get relief from payment for 3 to 6 months, and they put it at the end of the loan.
Exactly.
Which kind of makes sense to me.
Extending the contract. Yeah, it's a no harm, no foul. And don't forget, credit unions, banks, credit card companies, all have, believe it or not, a disaster plan in place. All of them. And they're doing the same thing where you'll be allowed to maybe skip a payment or two. Obviously, they're not going to, no one's losing money here, people. They're still going to charge you interest for the amount you owe. They're just not going to have you pay it until, like you said, the end of the contract. So it's a win because your cash flow then is less of a problem because you don't have to make those payments. My wife lost her job recently as part of this program. And... yeah, so we called our automobile. She called her automobile contract company, and he said, "Okay, what do you want? 1, 2, 3 months." What? Yeah, you can skip a payment 1, 2, or 3 months, and we'll tack it on the end. And there's no charge to do it. We'll just tack it on the end.
In fact, I thought that was part of the bureaucracy that said you can't add the interest onto it. But I guess maybe some companies are.
Yeah, they just continue to charge the same simple interest charges. But the thing that was nice about the 7A and the 504 program, I asked that same question. Well, are you going to still charge the interest? No, they're actually making the payment for us. Really? That was a shock. That was amazing. So on that one.
Is really a big one, my friends. If you have a Small Business Association or administration loan, what we're saying here is, now, how is that the SBA will pay your small business loan for up to 6 months.
Right.
And add it on to the – no, they're just going to pay it.
Just going to pay it. No add-on.
No add-on. So you get 6 months, up to 6 months of it being paid.
That's an incredible, incredible plus.
Well, what that does is also helps the lenders right there.
Correct.
Because, you know, if these businesses aren't making their payments, the banks aren't getting their money. So let's take a look at it. It's helping the banks and it's helping all the lenders too.
Exactly.
But it's also helping you. How do you apply for that?
Contact your bank where you received the 7A from, because 7As and 504s are processed through a banking company. The 504s, the SBA portion, is through what's called a CDC. And we have a couple of them here in town. One is at SCED, one of the Project Ryan, my buddy Ryan. Anyway, go and contact the person and the company you got those loans from and ask them about this 6 month payment option. And we have not been made aware exactly of any type of fancy documentation. You just have to let them know, you know, that you want to participate. We have heard a discussion that maybe it's going to just happen automatically to everyone. But I always say check with your bank, make sure that all the ducks are lined up, and that you know that you won't have to make your April, May, June payments. You know, I mean, that's huge.
It is huge.
Absolutely.
April, May, June. It could go
July.
April's already been taken.
Yeah.
And so it'd be May, June, July, all the way through August, all the way through October then.
Exactly. You can go right into the fall on this thing without having to make a payment in case this thing stretches.
Well, and that's there lies the crisis of the crux of the matter. How much longer is this going to go? Are the hotspots going to shift from spot to spot in the country? Are we finding that as one gets beaten down, then all of a sudden another one pops up? California. I tell you what, Newsom has taken some dramatic actions on this. And the death rate that was proposed, even though that those models were just that, models, they we haven't reached those things. It has been drastic action on his part. So I have no complaints about that. You know, some people say, well, I don't think we should have to do this. Look what it's doing to the economy. Well, if you get your small business loan paid off, if you get your employees paid for 2.5 months, and if it turns out it goes longer than that, I got to have no doubt that they're going to roll it through again. Okay, now we're going to pay them for another 2.5 months. People like SCED, okay, this is a crisis time, so we're just not, you're not going to have to pay for the next 3 months. We'll add it to the end of the, you know, we'll just extend your loan 3 months. These are things that are happening right now. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is, there's other businesses out there that are open, but again, they're there for takeout or delivery. And Mary's Pizza is one of these. You know, I love Mary's Pizza, Chad.
I do too.
They are, right downtown here. They've done so much for our community, especially in the Think Pink and so many other things that they're in the middle of. And right now, you can order from Mary's Pizza Shack, and you can take, you can either get to-go or delivery or curbside pickup. They're offering to-go beer and wine at special discounted rates, which probably is needed at this time. And I think day one, I have a 4 week supply of beer and wine. By day two, I don't think it's going to last more than a week, even though I have a month. Anyway, they always have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads there. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. So you know what? You're getting tired of your own cooking. And for those people that finally found their kitchens, go to Mary's. Give them a call. And from Mary's family to yours, please be safe. Mary's Pizza Shack. Okay, we'll be right back. Joe Rodola.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
the Jefferson State of Mind.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
The Redding Rancheria pays state and federal taxes, transient occupancy taxes, sales taxes, and special taxes that are applicable only to our tribe. When the Rancheria relocates the casino to our I-5 property, we will generate even more local taxes that will benefit the city and county. These taxes help the city and county fund essential governmental services. The local community faces many challenges in the near future, and the Rancheria is committed to being a part of the solution. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Redding Endoscopy Center. Call him at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
And now, back to our show.
Because we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. You know what, folks? We talk about all these things. America is going to put their boot up the butt of the COVID-19. We're going to come back stronger. We've learned a lot of lessons. We're going to be better prepared next time for this. We are going to replace things. We're going to have, you know, unfortunately, like many wars, you train to fight the last war. And things change quickly, but we've been able to change quickly. Our industry turning out ventilators, turning out masks, turning out all the things we need. The chloroquine that people have that need. All of a sudden, we're getting millions of tablets of it because it's been around a long time. And by the way, Trump does not own the company. Okay, I've seen that. Trump doesn't own the company. He's not making money off this. You know, take a deep breath, relax, step away from the keyboard. Hey, I want to talk about the 76 station. And the on the corner of Bocelli and Cypress. You don't want to get out of your car. They pump your gas for you. They clean your windshield. They check your tires. You can hand them a card, and then, you know, they'll charge the card and bring it back to you. They even have an app that you can use that cuts 25% off the cost there at Jidra's 76. And up to 25%. And, yeah, Sarah's in the background whispering in my ear. But it's not only that. it's you can get your name up on the sign saying happy birthday or COVID-19, you know, gone, all those kind of things. Great business, local business. They buy their gas from SST Oil, so, and their fuel from there. So it's all stays in town here. Kidrus. I mean, you don't even have to get out. It's like the old service that people are used to if you're over the age of, what, 50?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
So the phones. Carrie, you got something big happening this weekend.
It's Sunday. How you doing, Carl?
Well,
how you doing, Joe? Thanks for all the information you're giving folks.
I tell you what, we're right in the middle of this. We are not giving up on this. There is bad, as we know.
Well,
but there's good coming out of this.
There's good, yeah. And anyway, this Sunday, we're going to be doing all 3 hours. We want people to know. We're going to also send this out to all the counties in Jefferson and send it out on Facebook that Chris Ann Hall, who is a constitutional attorney and married to a pastor, wonderful lady, is going to be talking about our freedom of religion. What about our freedom of assembly? Now, is that being compromised, and what's the balance? We also will be having Mark Baird on, and as Rush Limbaugh said, basically the other day, a lot of the projections on the coronavirus is really it's 10 to 1. 1 is reality, 10 is what they projected. Now, this is by no means giving an opinion. I'm just telling you what he said.
No, no. Well, but it's also true, though, that they're using.
It is true. And Laura, in many of these cases, on your program today should be really good. She interviewed Bill Barr last night, and she was also talking about freedom of religion. You know, Ben Franklin did say, if you're willing to sacrifice liberty for security, then you deserve neither, and you'll lose both. I think that there's some things that we have to look at is the balance in this. Those two will be on. Also, we'll be hearing from someone who just talked to RPD. And right here in River City, RPD is putting in 40 cameras that are license plate readers. 40 cameras that are license plate readers with the help of the city of Reading to install them. When asked a high-level RPD officer who's involved in this, when asked the question, doesn't this infringe on our constitutional rights to privacy, he shrugged his shoulders and said, yeah, probably. Anyway, we'll be talking a little more about that. We already do have the Facebook page that if you believe a business is out there and they're not essential, you can tell on them. Also, the new stimulus package is going to have in it, and the new one that's going to come out, we just heard, is going to have a vote on computer, Carl, or a vote by mail. Very scary stuff coming up, and there is a balance here. I'm not saying that we shouldn't be you know, conscious if we're older.
No, but we need to be alert on these things because we have given up freedom of assembly. We have given up freedom of religion.
Well, we haven't given them up. We've been
not given them up, but we've been you know, it's been pushed to the side, and that's not right. So, Terry, this is going to be a great show from 9 to 3 hours, 9 to noon, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM,
starting at 9 a.m.
1460. Okay, thanks a lot, Terry. I got another caller coming in. Thanks. Okay, hey Randy, good morning. You got a question?
Yes, I would like to ask Joe, while he's on there, if I could, the payment, the SBA, where they make your payment for you. I'm in the middle of an existing 7A, and I've tried contacting my bank for several weeks, and I finally got a human on the phone this morning, and they aren't participating in that program. So what do you do if your local bank says go away? How else would you take advantage of that?
Whoa, that's a great question, Randy. So your
I've
local
been trying
bank
for 2 weeks, and They finally answered the phone this morning and said, no, we will not participate in that.
That's your local bank here?
That's Tri-County here, yes.
Oh, okay. All right, thanks. What do you say about that, Joe?
I think communicating then with the SBA is probably your best bet directly. And that 800 number I posted earlier would probably be your best bet at this point. It's 1-800-659-2955, 659-2955. And that's our customer service line. Be a great question to ask them. And again, we've had some conversations with clients that said, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, not a good time to call, if you're number 5-600 on the queue. But, take a nap from 8 to about 10 in the evening and, wake up at midnight to 1. Aha! Call them at 1 o'clock. And I've had clients have a lot of success getting through immediately at 1 in the morning.
So Randy, are you still on?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to ask Joe this question. Joe, this is a Small Business Administration program.
Correct.
They are going to pay your small business loan
for up to six
months.
Correct.
And
does the bank even have a right to say we're not going to participate in that?
Yeah, I'm not sure they're understanding the question yet, probably, or what the meaning is. That's why it'd be great, I think, to go directly to SBA and tell them or ask them, if you have an existing 7A loan, and again, this is a specific type of SBA program loan that's processed through a bank, and the SBA then has guaranteed a portion of that loan for the financial institution. That's part of the package here that the SBA is going to make the payments. Some banks, financial institutions, or some bankers specifically, maybe the banker themselves, haven't heard of this yet. It's very feasible. So you have a couple of issues there.
I called at 3:30 the other morning and to the SBA, and I did get through right away. It was really easy. And they said, well, just try a different bank. And I said, well, if you read the rules online, it says go to your current lender, where your loan was originated. And I don't know how I'm supposed to walk into a different bank and ask them that same question.
It must be, are you talking about the PPP, Payroll Protection Plan loan?
No, I'm talking about the debt relief where they pay your current.
Yeah, they must have misinterpreted the question again, because people that are not unable to get the PPP at their own bank have to go elsewhere. I mean, that's basically what's happening on the PPP. But the 7A relief aid and 504 relief program is a direct SBA relief program. You have to go to where you got the loan from.
Yeah, because they've got the paperwork there.
They have the initial paperwork, and they're the ones getting the 75%
guarantee. Give your number to Randy so Randy can give you a call later on.
That'd be perfect.
I have it. I'm good.